Well, I cannot speak too much about this because I look good all the time.
Okay. Even your accent is good.
I'll tell you. No, so this is true story. So some years ago, when I first moved back to Nigeria, you know, being in the UK.
When you won IGGB.
When the IGGB was
not fresh, anymore.
You know, living in the UK, I mean, you have to look good, but you don't have to package as much.
Yes.
And so it was always about, okay, pushing your talent, you know, what you have to
offer. You don't care about
brands
as much.
But moving back to Nigeria, for the first couple of years, I struggled. I still struggle because for me, it's all about value and talent. But the Nigerian system is like, Omo, if you're not glowing, nobody's going to take you seriously. Even if you're the smartest person in the room or you have the brightest idea in the room, if you are not looking like a million bucks, nobody would take you seriously. People would rather take that guy seriously who looks good, even if he doesn't have anything to offer.
But
and I'm not even going to call... I was going to say shade our politicians, but let me look for trouble.
No, please, I beg. May they no contact us.
You understand? But like generally, even when you look at the entertainment industry, right, the most talented and gifted people aren't the most popular.
Mm.
Do you understand? So it's like, okay, let me look good so brands will approach me. But when you actually listen to what they are offering, is actually really not that valuable, at least in my opinion. So in
so basically, the content is not necessarily what it says on the
team. That's Nigeria for you, generally. Even if you look at our products, look at Nigeria Milo, and you know,
outside,
you know, you understand? The difference is clear. Nigeria cook, abroad cook.
Let's stay away a little bit from the brand names.
Based on what Mr. Makin was saying, I support the fact that I said, you can look good. It's not about the brand. Yes, you can look good. Some people naturally look good without even say they don't wear clothes. You get? They are naturally looking good people. So when they now wear clothes, it blesses it. So you don't have to like buy expensive clothes.
It's called
you
a birthday suit.
To break your back. You don't have to break your account to look good. And sometimes you notice that it is not about what you are what you're wearing, is about who is wearing it.
But you know something, look, man, dress how you want to be addressed at the end of the day.
Word.
Exactly.
When you're in Rome, act like the Romans.
But you know that's tricky.
When you're in Rome, that's for you. When you're in Rome, you have to act like the Romans.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
But if you're in Nigeria, is it really wise to act like in okay, man.
Of course you have to act like that. That's why I support the beast like comedian, man. Because guy, you actually have to be a beast.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I think generally, like, looking good, you're not necessarily going to go out of your way not to look good.
Hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're going to
the market, you're going to go out of your way not to look good.
Bro, that's true. No, but
you will pay double the price.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you, but do you know, like, look at, like, if you go to Lagos Island, look at an average of the guys that walk through Lagos Island, especially the guys who are selling or guys that are, they look good. A lot of them will still dress fly.
No, you wear the buy. The price will not look good for you.
It doesn't mean, are you going to wear a torn shirt there and torn trousers with battered slippers? No, you
just... If the shirt tears small,
but what you will do is dress down.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? You just water down how attractive your dressing is. But does not mean that you look like...
I want to switch to something a little bit musical at this point. Could I please have Savvy on the mic? Could I have T-Mark? Could I have Yem Swags? And can I have Casa as well? Ooh, yeah, where's Torpedo? I can't see. Yes, Torpedo. Can we have you in this one as well? All right, so this is going to be Vantage Point. At this point, we usually like to talk about things from the perspective of objects. All right, so Patrick, can you help me out? Can you give me an example of an item that you think is ugly or beautiful? Help me out. A random item that you think is ugly or beautiful. I need examples of ugly items or beautiful items.
All right.
So give me a couple of ugly items.
Ugly items. Do they have to be like...
anything.
A gorilla.
A cucumber.
A cucumber. Is that ugly?
It's quite ugly.
Okay. A cucumber.
For real?
All right, cucumbers. Like, say, I know some. Yeah, the one that told me that beauty is in the eye of the
You know, and I just said there are some genders that do not accept.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. All right, so we've got a cucumber as an ugly product. Yeah, and it's something else?
A crab.
Crab, is that ugly or what? Is that ugly as well?
Yeah,
crab. Okay, give me one more ugly item. Yeah.
Let me see.
An empty pocket, gorilla.
An eel.
An eel.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So give me a few. What's it called? Beautiful stuff. Beautiful things, items, or people, or whatever.
Halle Berry.
All right, Halle Berry. I didn't see that coming, but okay, Halle Berry.
Neither did she.
Looking for. Ah! Nice one, nice one. Yeah, Halle Berry. Yep. What else?
Oh,
an alert.
What? I mean,
that is pretty.
Beginning of the month, isn't it? Yeah. Beautiful stuff. Mmm. Pounded yam.
Pounded yam.
That's my G.
Okay, so let me distribute this real quick. We're gonna have Torpedo as pounded yam. Yam Swags, your Halle Berry.
Oh no.
So, all right. So, Casa, you wait. Hang on. You're the crab, yeah? No. You're the. Are you the crab?
Okay. Wait, let's remove Halle Berry now.
Put her in. Come from the perspective of Halle Berry. All right, so Cassie, you're the crab. We got T-Mark as the eel, and we've got Savvy as the cucumber. So, right, cucumber, crab, and eel. You're talking about how you are the, I don't know, you're the ugliest thing in the world or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then Halle Berry and Pound Yam are talking about how you're the most beautiful item in the world. Coming from the perspective of those different items, let's see what happens. Patrick, you swap Picasso so you can
get
on that one. Let me drop a beat.
Oh,
you like that one?
Anything?
No. This one's a little bit more chill. Yeah? It's not dropped yet. Come on, give it a time. Give it a bit. Yeah, not bad. Yeah, faces. Because I'm allowing you to choose beat.
Cucumber. They say that I'm ugly, but they know that I'm good for them. Yeah, I'm good for them. Yeah, I am the cucumber. Yeah, yeah, I am good for your health, and you know, I am good for your health, and you know, I am medicinal. I'm good for you. Yeah, I will nourish you. Yeah. Okay, I am the cucumber.
Si, akon, ile ni mo wa. Ile ni mo wa, mi o fine rara. Emi lakon, ile ni mo wa. Ile ni mo wa, mi o fine rara. Si, ile ni mo wa, mi o lo soke. Ti ba ti wo wo, everything a wa okay. Si, mi o fine, mo ugly gan. To ba pade mi lo wo, asa lo, aja wo bo. Si, emi lakon, ko si kanto kan ye kan mi. Nkan to kan mi ni wi pe kin je koriko kin je lo bossa kin je kan to wu mi ninu le to ba ti se temi everything a wa okay.
Think that I'm grounded, my name is Pounded. Don't you understand? Cause the people were hounded. I think that you're the am. I think that I'm the man. What am I? Well, my real name is Pounded Yam. I cram the ram, slam with the sham. And everybody says they can take me with ram. I do not understand the glam and the man. That's who I am. I am what I am.
They say if you want peace, prepare for war. Okay, shady, get beauty. Oh yeah, prepare for flaws. Open doors. Make it be like say you knock down the doors. Alina Berry, but she did there to knock down the floors. See. At the berry, want to berry, Alina Dangote, how many want berry? Where the money day, where the stash day, the thing we beautiful now, where the cash day? Life is money, people say money can buy things, but you see beauty is really two things. Ali Berry, shade for movie, life is a movie, but Ali go the berry.
I'm ugly like the eel, but I still could shock you. I'm too wavy so you couldn't just walk through. I'm too wavy, I'm the one that they currently really want to talk to. He said there's beauty in the struggle. You find the ugliness, but I find my beauty in the puddle. That means I'm stuck in the rivers and the oceans, but I still give a stream of some consciousness, you know? Still be that consciousness, you know? Still I am conscious blessed, you know? Cause everything that is man-made might be ugly, but everything that's God-made.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. You know what it is. You still listen to Don't Drop the Mic. It's all about Beauty and the Beast. Excellent. All right, let's have a little bit of swapping going on. Let's have BD back. Let's have M's back. Patrick, Torpedo, you stick around as well. All right, so moving on. Do beautiful people get more opportunities than ugly people? What do you think?
Come on, man. It's called the halo effect.
Yeah? But why is that the case? Why do you think that?
It's just beautiful people.
Beautiful, like, eyes of the beholder.
And aesthetically, like, think about it, right? Mm. Why do beautiful people get away with rubbish? Because by the time you look at the person's face, you're like, this person is handsome or beautiful, let me just let it slide.
And you don't look like
really is that true? Someone has done something wrong, then you look at the person, this guy, I'm going to vex for you because you're ugly. But he's someone, the person is a fresh, fine guy, you're like, no, really? Is that what happens?
Okay, naturally, like, I don't know, it's kind of, to an extent, it's true. Let's be honest. You look at, like, some people, you even end up hearing people say that you don't look like what you just did.
I swear.
You know what I mean? You don't look like what you just did.
You don't look like how you sound.
You don't look like how you sound. Yeah, young Chris, what is it?
Can I say something?
Yes.
I think beautiful people get more attention but not more opportunity.
Attractive.
Bro, for you to get an opportunity, they have to pay attention to you to get an opportunity.
Okay.
Dare I say, attractive people get more opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the more I'm attracted to something, the more I want to see it around me, you know, and do well and just, you know, I want to observe it. I want to do favors for it because I like it. I like you. Yeah. Therefore, I want to do things for you.
Are you going far? Like, generally, you as a guy, you hustle. You hustle for one contract. You go to the office every day. You go and sit down. One babe will just walk in. 2 seconds. She has seen the minister or whoever it is that I have been coming to see for 2 weeks.
Yes. They will even offer her tea.
I swear.
They will offer her tea, bro.
You have been lobbying since primaries, since elections. No, but I'm passing. Okay.
Yeah.
I think what you are saying there is more like maybe some level of sexism because you mentioned a female. But let's talk about if we're all, like, say, the same gender.
Yeah, go on.
Some boys,
go
on, yeah?
Go on.
Yeah,
go on,
like, go on, you know, we're all the same gender and we're all trying to get the same opportunity. So is it like, you know,
still?
This guy, do you think, like, what you just said now, let's say 10 people walked into a place for, or let's say 5, let's narrow it down to 5 people came in, 3 girls and 2 guys, that are looking for a particular contract and they're all fine.
Yeah.
Between the guys and the babes, who do you think will get the contract?
Have you seen people? Guess what? They're not gonna forget that whenever fine girls go for an interview and they see that it's a woman that is there, they are afraid.
Mm.
So it depends on who is the person, you know, behind the desk.
But let me bust your mind. Even the girls interviewing, they like fine girls too.
You don't know. Hey, Femi, when has he been fine?
I'm just saying.
When last did you go to discuss a contract, to negotiate a contract, submit a proposal? Your chances increase when you go with somebody at track.
Exactly. 150.
Shout out to Show Them Car. Shout out to
Car. They told us when they see that big, when they see that BB. You know, they're like, oh, who's God that tall?
Yeah. I've been using a situation where maybe there's this or guy that you've been respecting. Ah, good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. Person will just come and play by his first name.
I know it's him. I don't have time. Don't play with me like that.
Yeah, bro. You got like, Mark. See, Mark, see, when I was serving, there was this particular company in that state, where I was serving at. And for some reason, they're recruiting core members, you know, to market and stuff. And that was my first time seeing this thing in real life. Many girls heard that these people are going to pay, like, you know, coppers kind of money now. So 30k, right? We're all like, they're all like excited. So all colors went. And the colors that came back victorious. The colors that see, what they did was separation of lights. What is physics? All the fair girls got the jobs.
Wow.
See, this is not a lie. All the fair girls got the
jobs. Now
job.
Tell jobs.
Anybody that served with me,
One particular bank that year, and next year.
All right. I think it's safe to say they were all looking for the sweetest girl. Coming up next, it's Wyclef.
Some live for the bill, some kill for the bill. Yeah. She whine for the bill, grind for the bill.
She used to be the sweet.
Some steal for the bill, if they gotta pay the bill.
Yeah. She used to be
too nice, white clef ain't gone. We see on the bill. Oh. High school, she was that girl that make me do the hula hoop around the gym.
She's a 10.
High school, she was that girl that make me do the hula hoop around the gym.
Again, she's a 10.
I thought that she would come and work for the president.
Just to join Washington. Where my money at?
She's boss. He calls.
Where my money at?
Good day, bad day, sunny day, rainy day. All you wanna know is
where my money at?
Those legs don't get fit. Go out there and make my bread. All you wanna know is
where my money at?
She ended up in a roll car, bruised up, scarred heart. All you wanna know is
where my money at?
She's boss.
Strippers, something they don't wanna be a part of. Rather be up in the club shaking for a dub. Get triple times the money and spending it like they wanna. They got their mind on their money, money on their mind. They got their finger on the trigger, hand on the nine. See, every day they feel the struggle, but staying on their grind. And ain't nobody taking from us, and that's the bottom line. But I know when there's a drop on the block, it moves slow. You're getting pressure from cops, you don't know. I'm not to lay low, cause 25 to life's no joke. To all my real gorillas, corners every day struggling. All the beautiful women getting money, washing them dollar bills like laundry. Sing along.
I'ma tell you, like you told me, ask who's everything around me. Singing dollar dollar bill, y'all. Dollar dollar bill, y'all. Dollar dollar bill, y'all. Dollar dollar bill, y'all. I'ma tell you, like who told me, ask who's everything around me.
Ever. Now she likes sour amaretto. She wears a dress to the T like the letter. And if you make it rain, she will be under the weather. She used to run track back in high school. Now she tricks on the track right by school. She takes the loss cause she don't wanna see her child lose. So respect her, I'm paying for the time used. And then she runs to the pastor, and he tells her there will be a new chapter. But she feels no different after. And then she asks him, where my money at?
Around me, singing dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
I'ma tell you, like who told me? Cash rules everything. Around me, singing dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Some live for the bill, some kick for the bill.
Yeah. Where my money at?
She whine for the bill, grind for the bill.
Where my money at?
They got a baby bill.
Yeah.
Tonight, my clef ain't gone. We see on the bill.
That's right, that was Wyclef, Sweetest Girl, featuring Akon, Lil Wayne, and all kinds of amazing artists on that.
Very talented guys, classic guys.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And of course, this is still Don't Drop the Mic. This is about Beauty and the Beast. And we're going to take a little comedy segment. We've got MC Red Lips. What do you have for us right now?
I really enjoyed the last song you played. In one of the lyrics, someone, I guess, who said that? Other beautiful women getting money, washing them dollar bills like laundry.
Hey.
It's obvious how beauty can help you pay bills sometimes. Yeah, but I really want to say this, man. When I was growing up, I didn't really like very beautiful girls, you know, because I believe most of them had marine spirit. Yes, okay. I'm serious. When a girl's too beautiful, you know, you believe she has marine spirit. Like, that's how, when we were growing up. Okay. So I'm scared of all beautiful girls because this impression that mermaids are beautiful, you know, when we were growing up, mermaids are beautiful. But it changed when I was in church one day, and I don't know what all the mermaids did to the pastor. The only thing he said was, today there will be war in Marine Kingdom. I was like, wow. He said, today we shall destroy Marine Kingdom. Everybody was curious. So he said, let's wage war against the mermaids. And I looked at my left. I saw a very beautiful fair lady, long hair, long nose. I was convinced she's a mermaid. So I had to give her a little space. You know that kind of thing. Now this girl too fine. Oh, wow, she not be escape mommy water. So I closed my eyes in faith. And the pastor said, today, every marine spirit, Holy Ghost, as he shouted fire with my eyes closed, I started hearing, fire, fire, fire. I was sure, I knew she was manifesting. So I shifted again, only to open my eyes, and I noticed this beautiful girl was among the people shouting Holy Ghost fire. She wasn't manifesting. So when I turned to my right, I saw one very ugly girl rolling on the ground. The thing provoked me. No, because we are talking about marine spirit here. So why is she on the ground? She was so ugly and running, shouting, fire, fire. I was annoyed. I said, this is not. I went to her. I woke her. I said, sister, no, they did not say Ogbanje. They said marine spirit. Stop this, you are disgracing the marine kingdom. Honestly, that thing changed my orientation. Come on.
Okay, all right, fair enough. These things happen. Makide, what do you have for us? Tell us something.
I don't have any marine kingdom jokes. So. No, my own biggest issue now is that there is really no beauty in it. The half of Lagosians are all checking. See, this is a very personal stuff, all right? Because, see, most people, if you are checking, please, don't use Google Map to check. Google Map is for people that are driving, please, all right? Because if you notice, most people that are in jail, a lot of them are criminals. So, so maybe it's Google Map that lost them. And they can't explain. Hey, what are you doing here? It's Google Map. You must be a criminal. Google Map knows. That's why you're here. And see, we should not always criticize the government, all right? I know you are checking. I know your life is hard, all right? So there are people that will make money. People are saying, so people are out of business. Let them be out of business. More people will be inside business. Do you know why? People will make money from this thing.
Pure water.
Shoemakers. You will leave your house. You will polish. You get to your work. You polish again. You are making the very poor.
What about shoe? You change your shoes.
You change your shoes. No, shoemakers and shoemakers.
Oh, the two makers are going to make money. It.
And I think there's an industry growing for the perfume sellers too.
Lots of sweat.
So that Lagosians don't care. They will try, they will swear, they still argue. Oh, God, have conscience now. There's no beauty.
I tell you.
Man, you know, the way the girls are checking it,
have you noticed even people who have nowhere to go are complaining? People I knew were always at home before.
Yes, so.
Are still shouting, we are checking. But they did not leave their house.
Let me tell you. Star Trek. This between us. Between us. There was one day in. I was in a public transport, and this man passed one way. Like, there was traffic, and this man passed one way. This guy in my front updated that WhatsApp status. Oh my God, I've been in traffic for 2 hours. I'm like, what? How can you be this ungrateful?
Someone is even
doing that for you. And you know that people now, Danfo people now, they're collecting 500. Like, from here to there, they don't care. They just call any price.
Yes, you must pay.
Do you know why people are entering? They just collected salary.
So the middle of the month,
February 15th, after Valentine, you will call VI 100 and nobody will enter. They will wait.
People, hijab people go swim safe. The thing is, I was even thinking, do you know if you're an herbalist, you can make it now, big time. Wow. Like, what? No, think what? About it. All those Spanish jazz.
Yes,
it's faster than Okada. No, yeah, for real. No, why we was if my father, this is why I'm in blessed memory. These are the things I don't like. My father, if he had died a native doctor now, I would have been in charge of the juju. Now I would not wait. I'll just open my kiosk, sharp. You know,
make
when
money.
You just come, where are you going to VIP? You are there.
But as a beast that you are, you hawk the juju.
Yeah, no, no the juju. No, it's going to work with me. No, juju like temps now.
Okay,
now, we're going to synchronize easily. But I'm serious. Think about it. You can just vanish people. Why are we wasting time? That, but when somebody now give you counterfeit money, you just disappear and end up in Sambisa Forest with the person.
But do you know that this guy, house rent is not expensive now. Like because of this band. This
how
Okada
with
band.
The Okada affair?
Do you know what people are using now? Like agent in Bariga, room and palace self-contained, 500k.
Why?
Did they tell the Oga? Marwa they go there bike, they say they
ice. Lekki Phase 1 now, Lekki Peninsula. They have gone. If you don't have a car and you rented there, you are dead. I heard the band even affected inside the Lekki Phase 1 now. There is no bike, no Mara.
I actually wrote a spoken word piece about this. Let me read it brief. This was dedicated to my love for Okada.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is called My Darling Okada.
Wow.
My darling
Okada. You have always been there when I most needed you. All I need to do is blow an extremely aggressive kiss and you'll be there by my side. You there go. I remember how our love affair first began. I was ashamed of you. I didn't want us to be seen together. You are my ride or die. But I didn't want people to say, this your ride, not die. Nevertheless, there is no gap too small, no road too narrow, no pothole too deep to keep me and you from our destination. I love my life, but all it takes is one small traffic jam and I'm ready to risk it all for you all over again. I remember when the government forced me to wear a helmet, even though I was used to riding you without protection. Now I have been banned from seeing you. Your tires will no longer caress one-way streets on days when I'm too tired to care less. When I asked if you had change, this was not the change I expected.
Wow.
My darling Okada, my Jing Cheng, my Bajaj, I will miss you. Yes, that's my little spoken. Dedicated.
Somebody be in love with something that's bike. So if you grew up in Benin, you would even have been in love with grinding machine. Come this on now,
you never know. These things happen. These
can't
things
get too tired of the love. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you did there. Too tired.
I love my wow.
Why they are not bomb me for you? Smart, they fall in love with private jet. They fall in love with better.
Okay, all right, so still moving on, right? Is beauty related to power? What do you think? The more beautiful you are, the more powerful you are.
Yes, beautiful women have power over helpless men.
I disagree big time.
I mean, not absolutely, right? Okay. Of course, naturally, it's not absolutely, you know. But you do see a lot of, you know, beautiful women using their beauty to make men do things for them. Buy them this, buy them that.
Because the man was already powerful before the woman tried to use her beauty to gain from his power. You know, because when I was in the university, I noticed very beautiful girls are always very lazy. They don't have anything. The powerful girls in
my university. It depends on the university. What is that? You go in this studio.
University.
No wonder.
Calm down.
No wonder.
The ugly, sorry, not too beautiful girls in my department were scoring A's. While the beautiful ones were buying iPhones.
Is that
you
true?
Can't call that far. When it comes to people who are
Selfie, as a beautiful girl in this studio, tell us something.
I disagree with you.
Why do you disagree?
Beautiful girls don't know book.
Excuse me. There are two beautiful women here in this studio. And
you know
intelligent.
Book.
Really?
We are smart.
When you were in your school, when you were in school, be honest, the most beautiful girl in your department.
She graduated with first class accounting.
Take that. Hey! Red lips!
I'm the highest graduate student in the whole set.
Sure.
And guess what? There was no man.
Let me shock you. Exactly. Let me shock you. You know, in philosophy, they said there's nothing like 100% conclusion.
Counter.
Most of them are even after your set, the next set, the beautiful ones didn't make it. Confirmed. I'm serious.
It was just you. Beautiful.
She's what?
She's beautiful.
But she won't like to show you her results.
But she's
can you not see her results? Can you not see her results?
Excuse me.
Okay, sorry.
Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian is beautiful. Can you not see the results of her work?
You have to understand this. Not everybody is academically smart.
Fine. What Beyonce sells.
Now you are speaking for yourself.
Everybody is academically beautiful.
Now you are speaking for yourself. Continue.
What does she sell? As an entertainer, she sells that look. She sells that beauty. That is her job.
No.
You understand? In the entertainment industry, there are people who may even be more beautiful than Beyoncé that didn't make it.
Yes. Why do you think?
I'm serious.
Why do you think upcoming artists wear white?
Look at Oprah Winfrey. Yes.
What? They're looking for that beauty. That beauty.
Oprah Winfrey. Mm-hmm. Is she that beautiful? She's a billionaire.
Exactly.
I have many beautiful girls that don't have. Let me shock you. In this Lagos.
Yes.
In this Lagos, I'm serious. Mm-hmm. When you want to see, when you are looking for lazy girls who depend on, sorry to say, with due respect, on men, they are very beautiful. When you want to see girls who don't care if a guy will give her $1, she's not that beautiful, but she knows she has.
I disagree completely.
I'm
sexy, I'm hot, and I don't depend on anyone.
So basically, are you trying to say that the uglier the girl, the richer she will be?
No, the uglier the girl, more hardworking, she stands the chance.
I completely disagree.
You know, it's not about working hard, it's about working smart at the end of the day. And that really what separates.
That is the same thing. Not just.
So, are you saying the smartness is
better? Have you seen people spoiling?
So I'm saying that there is a beautiful girl called Kim Kardashian, beautiful woman called Kim Kardashian, who is also very successful. Yeah. Who has been able to take her beauty and what she has and use smarts to flip it and generate money.
Exactly.
Do you understand? So what I'll say is that these things are mutually exclusive. Like, at the end of the day, you don't need to. Beauty and brains, right, are not necessarily together. You understand? You can have beauty and you can have brains.
Yes.
You know.
No, the percentage.
Are you saying
who is coming up with these numbers?
The percentage.
Ugly men that don't have brains.
No, of course, many of them are in a job.
Are you saying that the answer was?
They are completely ugly in and out.
Me.
I know.
Why are you angry at Aja people?
No, I'm not. Don't let them know I live there. But please, sister, you are here for me, and I will be here for you too. So you are beautiful. Thank you. You are hardworking. Okay, with due respect, what I was really trying to say was that many beautiful girls. I had one as a friend. I wasn't dating her though. She needed help. I lived with my brother then. Listen. I lived with my brother then in this Lagos. She needed help. I had to speak to my elder brother that a friend of mine, we did IT together in NNPC then, wants help. Okay, she came. She's very beautiful. She messed up that house with bad character. And each time she does it, she believes when she smiles at you, you're just going to
melt.
You know, melt now. She's very pretty. People commended her everywhere she went. That a beautiful girl. It got to a point one day I called her. I told her very, very touching words that if she has sense, it will touch her mind. I said, see, you are messing yourself up because you think you are beautiful. You don't want to do the right thing. Because many men, sorry, we guys, have you heard that saying that waiting man do man? Who don't hear that talk before?
Yeah.
Some men are not normal. When they just see beautiful girls, they lose it.
Yes,
they start,
yes.
And some girls now see that, man, I'm beautiful. Everywhere I go, I have this soft approach from people. Everybody wants to be kind to me. Everybody wants to be, and it just make them lazy.
But wait,
a great man once said,
"Don't be angry because it's this. So it's something. It's called use what you have to get what you
exactly,
want."
Exactly.
Don't get upset if anybody, whether it's a she or he, there are men who use what they have to get what they want.
Fine.
Man, I respect a lot. Abraham Lincoln said, take your beauty, use it to make a bar and eat it.
Wow. Because you know why? They end up messing up. See, you don't follow this procedure. You go from one, you go from 1 to 20 because you are beautiful. But there's somebody who is going from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And when you are there at 20, There are challenges you face. You don't know how to get out of it. That it's not good when you get things you don't merit. I'm telling you.
When are we going to start talking about ladies that are not really beautiful? But
can I say something? That
their friends make them feel like they are beautiful.
I want to say that.
God sees, we love you sis.
I want to say that.
That's my marriage now.
Are you trying to say that when you're beautiful or when you're handsome, you get away with whatever with things, you get away with anything?
You get away with more if you're beautiful compared to if you're handsome.
I don't know.
You understand? Especially if you're a girl and you're handsome, then
I don't know.
That one is a whole other.
I don't know if I'm handsome.
I actually think that it is more on wood. It's more about who you are.
Oh, yeah?
It's not about whether you're beautiful or whether you're ugly.
It's not
if
like,
you're manipulative, you're manipulative. If you're not, you're not. You understand? So you don't have to be beautiful, you know, to be able to get what you want.
That's not what the bouncer outside, what's the name of that club, said the other night.
Exactly.
You fight, enter. You stay
I'm
out.
Like
hey, you don't. You understand? Go back.
MC Red Leaves, I'm not going to blame you. You're on the B side. You cannot support
me. Yes,
you.
I can't. but I don't know. What I'm trying to say is, like, for real, we've been... Have you ever been helpless? You understand? I don't know. When you were in school, when you were serving, have you ever been helpless in a situation and you are in that same situation with another human being, flesh, blood, made by God, just because she's very pretty? You notice a normal man, who's supposed to be normal man, shouting at you and smiling at her. I've experienced it. It's so painful. It's so painful.
It still boils down to personality. Like I said, it still boils down to personality. If you are somebody that don't really care about other people, or you just care about what you're interested in, then you're not likely to help anybody whenever they are helpless.
Or maybe
you know. So I don't think that helping people should be limited to gender. Or what you're interested in.
Can I make a shout out to somebody?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make a shout out. Computer Science 2014.
I want to make a shout out to my course advisor.
My course advisor, Dr. Akazwe. She's a darling.
Oh my God.
You know why? Because that woman made us feel like we are humans. Because all the men in my department would just favor all the beautiful girls. But this woman, my course advisor, we help her shout at all the beautiful girls. And she was so kind to the guys. I will never forget.
It's working for you.
That you are
Not beautiful.
Not beautiful guys. I said all the guys. She was kind. She was trying to make us feel like we are humans. Because
and
if you see,
the
way the men treat the beautiful girls, in fact, during the exam, they will be asking them, is the question stressing you? Is it not supposed to stress them? Wait, they offended
me
too much.
They appreciated right there.
Can you imagine?
Wait, so beauty is,
can be a cheat sometimes.
Okay. Who offended you in this life?
No, many of the beautiful girls.
Because you are very angry.
Confession.
No, because they've been cheating.
No.
It's not cheating. Cheating on what?
Which one?
Cheating on humanity.
but there's this point we should also look at. We have beautiful ladies that are doing well for themselves, all right?
Exactly.
We have, like, for example, my own biggest case study. But let us look at this. Women cannot choose.
I don't understand.
You don't understand. Me personally, I know Regina Daniels.
Wow.
She like tough, fair guys.
That's her spec.
But where the chooser came?
You see,
don't speak.
She upgraded her.
Let me tell you something. You don't choose who you fall in love with.
You don't choose. That man chose.
So are you trying to say she fell in love?
Are you sure she fell in love?
That man chose.
Why don't you think that she didn't fall in love?
Okay, there's a difference. She jumped into love. She did not fall.
Oh, are you aware?
Yes.
What does she jump?
All right. Let's move on to something musical at this point. Hold on. All right, Sefi, help me out. If there was a Nigerian version of Beauty and the Beast, what would it be called?
Rich and Poor.
No.
They ask you.
Are you Sefi?
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes. Nigerian version of Beauty and the Beast. What would it be called? I didn't ask Jimmy either. Why are you whispering there? Okay. You guys can't count.
What about Shango?
Oju versus...
Shango fell in love.
No.
Ojuju versus...
Calabar.
Oh, Ojuju versus Mami Water.
Ah. Okay, so we Ojuju and Mami Water.
So, what the relation? Ojuju is a man.
All right. Fair enough.
Man and Mami Water, of course.
Papi Water.
Ojuju and Mami Water. Interesting. I like that. All right. I want us to make a movie preview of this. Can we have Savvy on this one? Let's have Yem Swags. Let's have T-Mark and Kasa on this one, please. All right, so this is going to be... Wait, Young Crest, I've not heard from you. Come and join on this one as well. All right, so this is going to be a movie preview, and the title of the movie is Ojuju and Mami Wata. It's the Nigerian version of Beauty and the Beast. Let's see what happens on this. This beat is by Top Chef. Let's see what you guys can do. Ojuju and Mami Wata.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Let's have Savvy give us a nice little hook right there.
You get one Ojuju where they carry daughters. One day Ojuju carry Mami Water. Now they looking for this guy. And they charging with manslaughter. Why? It's a war for the Mami Water, babe. And you understand that the hell guard will be raised. So watch out for the part one. If he get part two, if he bust self, then if he even make cartoon.
New movie is out, yo. Make when I go see him. You get this new movie where come out. Oh yeah. Make when I go see him. Oh yeah. Make when I go see.
Yeah, it's got part one. You even get part two. Just like this guy said, I need some tattoo on that movie. Ojuju. Ojuju Calabar. I don't understand the kind of tribe. Ojuju Calabar. This movie gets one, it gets two, it gets three. The thrillers are so interacting. This kind of movies, now the one way go trigger you to want the perpetuate those kind of things where you watch for the movie. Now why they tell you make you go try see him. He there for cinemas, he even there for national theater. This one no be your pressure, my guy. This one at theater. Home theater. Very sound. Very clever head, man. Ojuju movie. I can't wait to watch that thing again.
Yeah, it got this new movie. Welcome out. Ojuju versus Mami Water. Yeah, make one a gun.
Yeah. Okay, see. Ewawo. Ewawo. Ojuju. Mami Water. Film ta fe show yen. Odu. Ha. Tebari. Olong. Hemagbadu gun. Because Mami Water she guju. Meje gun. ojujuere olonbaja ko mo wi pe mami wota o lagbara o sare chinji efun ni se lo dalule ojuju ti win e wo eru ti bale hun ogaju ra won lo movie yen du gan igba ti mo wo ni se lo da wi pe ki ma lo mo duro pa sibe mi fe kuro ni cinema but at last e wo odudu o japa
yeah yeah me kuna go see hey, make una go see him. Ojuju versus mami wata. Hey, make una go see him.
I see. For the movie, Ojuju be like mami, but the relationship was not approved by his mommy. He can't be like, see, everything can't be, is can't be turning. He said, you want to date American boy that came from Miami? See, make you no go to get him, make you no go to get him wrong. Because you see, for this movie, Ojuju was a man that was actually sprung. Ojuju, mami water, his mommy was fetching water. But Ojuju was rich and he couldn't get it very gutter. Oh Lord, you see the boy, he came from the gutter. The story of the rich and the poor, the beauty and the beast could not be conferred. Aye, he can't pay me, say the relationship no last. But if you watch the film, you go see how the thing be. Last.
Ojuju and mami water. Grab your copy. Get your video and DVD.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Appreciation.
Yes, indeed. All right, so let's answer this question once and for all. Is fairer skin more attractive than darker skin? Let's know, please. What do you guys think?
That was last year.
The black of the berry.
No, the black of the berries.
The sweeter the juice.
That's all. German juice, not just juice.
Yeah, do you guys agree with this? Yeah.
No, that one. No.
Fair is fair more attractive? Is dark skin more attractive? What do you think?
I think.
Okay. Or is it, are we back to that whole? It's a question of eye of the beholder.
Fair is more attractive.
I think it's the weather. Yeah, it depends on the weather.
Why do you say that, sir? Why do you say fair is more attractive?
I think fair is more attractive because it gets your attention as soon as you lay your eyes on it.
Yeah. It depends. Anyway,
I think it's both. Yeah, on how you take care of yourself.
Depends on how you take care of yourself.
I think it depends on weather. If it's Amatan, it doesn't work for fair skin. But when it is,
it's not dark skin he's working for.
Heat weather. What do they call heat weather in Nigeria, Lagos?
Dry season.
Correct. Is very it's good for because there's a lot of Vaseline and everything. So I think right now it's depending on the
eye.
Sorry,
it brings out the color. So are there disadvantages to being beautiful? What do you think?
Yeah, everything in life. I think everything in life arguably comes with
EG. Okay, so what are the disadvantages to being beautiful?
Stalking.
Yes.
Stalking, I like that. Okay.
Attention.
People will be following you in different places. Yes,
fake social media accounts.
Yes.
Okay. I see beauty as a curse.
You see it as a curse.
Person as well.
All right.
So being a woman, if you're beautiful, if you're trying to be serious to most Nigerian men, I'm sorry, they don't know how to differentiate between business and pleasure. Mm. So when you just say a woman, the first thing they want to do is just toast you. Mm. Not they don't want to listen to anything you have
sweet
to
bread.
Say or want to say.
So it's not about what you have inside, what you have to offer.
They don't care.
First of all, about
yes. So that's the course I think.
So unwanted, unwanted men.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you let me talk from the viewpoint of SARS?
We like picking fair guys, all right? Because you guys look like you have money.
Sars on the beat, or Sars on the beat.
The one that will catch you. The one that you will encounter soon.
You will encounter it.
So we like picking up fair guys because we believe that you guys have money, especially if you have iPhone, all right? We like to always try to change your color in our cell, and we know that we can always get you guys to. We know Carlos here, guys, we transferred the nearest ATM point.
Disclaimer. Let me put that disclaimer. Sorry, today does not represent Sars, it's comedy.
Sorry,
it's just joking about. It's joking about. Yep.
Look, let me just confess.
Open up.
I think I've been that person.
Okay.
So there's this guy who came to market Mansard Insurance.
Okay, please let's forget about the brands and the company names.
Market something.
Yes.
That's it. Very handsome. I'm like, see, I didn't get a word this guy said. And at the end of the day, I just said, can I have your number? And he gave me a number. I'm like, okay, so are you buying the... I have an account with that
brand.
I put money there. And the moment he left, I'm like, what the hell did I just do? So his beauty confused me.
I'm getting you.
Yeah. So that's
God it. God, wait! Hey! God!
That was a curse for you because the guy got his job done, man. Exactly.
I'm telling you. That's why. Like me and Jimmy were saying.
You don't understand. The moment he walked out, that was the end.
So is it now they don't employ people based on their qualifications or their certificate? They employ them based on their physical appearance.
Depending on the role.
Let me ask that.
Is that right? Is it right to employ someone based on how they look?
That's wrong.
Yes, of course. We're not talking about a model agency right now. Let's use the classic secretary
like
example.
A bank.
Right? Is it okay for
your secretary? I mean, naturally, the first person that you encounter in an office has to
be the receptionist.
So you don't want your customers to meet an ugly person the first.
So I'll give you guys this. I used to work in an IT office not too far away from here. Like I said, we can't call names, right? And so this was like, I think, yeah, this was when I was serving. So at a point in time, the receptionist was away on leave. So basically they put a couple of us upstairs or like in other departments on shift. And I remember the first reaction I got, like when somebody walked in and saw me. The person was like, "Are you the receptionist?" And I'm like,
"You look like a bouncer."
And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm the receptionist." The guy's like, "Okay, yeah." And then the next person that walked in said the exact same thing. And that was a lady. She was like, "Are you the receptionist?" So I'm like, "Yeah." And she's like,
"Oh yeah.
You guys are listening. I'm not ugly." But like the base is just like, yeah.
He's
like,
lying.
Yeah.
Caster, you're busted.
This guy's.
You know what? We have to put Mackie there myself. We have to have an opinion poll. Let's see if we can even see from Instagram picture. But basically, for something like a secretary or like a receptionist, yeah, you might actually have to look at looks as well. I mean, you can't have like a totally daft person that can't like put one or two words together and stuff. Yeah. But so let's be honest, in some
things, isn't that discrimination?
I think it's more.
You said, you know, we need more ugly people in front of your company.
No, he said looks.
Okay.
Yeah. But you can't have someone that looks beautiful and can't put words together and stuff.
Yeah, but then
that's two different things right there. The person can look good and still not be able to.
She's already doing her job. Firstly, her appearance, her beauty is already attracting. That's like the major thing. When you get to a company, the reception is first.
But you can attract people and still send them away.
That's attitude, maybe character.
When you are not qualified and you're attractive, then what's the point?
You might not even be the one to attend to the person coming.
I think most times in Nigeria, we don't really care.
We don't care. That's like, God bless you.
You're qualified, you're unattractive.
Please come here.
Can you check under the sun?
Yes, we need marketers. Come.
Firstly, the receptionist is the image maker of the office. So most definitely, you want them to be attractive. And speaking of attitude, even if they had a bad one, they have to adjust, because if they intend to keep the job, they have to. And about disadvantages of beauty, I think attention is one of them, because some girls happen to be like the very melancholy type that keep to themselves, the introverts, and then they happen to now be beautiful. So that's like a disadvantage to them. They can't help it. Any mistake, say they just go outside before they walk out from four steps, you're already getting comments and everybody's already looking. So
that is, I think that's 42 kilometer deep, man.
Madu.
But so I think,
how did you get to 42 kilometers?
Because I was thinking.
You know, people that are very tall know that.
And this one.
That was below the belt. That was below the belt.
And I think it's more of a female kind of thing. Like this receptionist, this front desk kind of thing.
Hold on. Let me ask this. Okay, can you have a very attractive male receptionist?
A male can never be attractive.
Anybody can be a receptionist.
It depends on the company. It depends on how many female clients
or male clients they get.
It's just the criteria. It's mostly
female.
Why is it only attractive
because
females?
Because naturally, females are more palatable and appealing.
They are more.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
If you lodge in an hotel and early in the morning, the person that's attending to you, good morning, and she's ugly, will you go back to the hotel?
Well, I mean, no.
If their service is good, I'm not there to visit the Nigerian man.
This is why I booked the hotel. It's not because I came to visit the person that's cleaning my room.
There are some faces.
So the uglier the better. I mean, what's my business? I came to clean my room.
Are you honest?
No, I'm being for real. I mean, if I just clean my room, what's my business? What you look like?
Extra service.
My issue is, can you clean the room after you have cleaned it?
No, don't get me wrong. Extra service is like extra services.
Let me give this example. See, it would be wrong to make a leader, to make somebody a leader, if they do not possess leadership qualities. You get?
Okay.
So it's the same thing goes for this receptionist thing. You need somebody.
So what are the receptionist qualities? Is beauty one of them?
Yes, it's the standard. That's like the number one standard. No.
Is beauty a qualification for
it? Yes, now.
You're working as a receptionist. First
organization. Yes, now.
Maybe beauty.
First off, they need to be approachable.
Yeah, but like, how do you know
all the places you are first base of interaction, one house.
Yes, Timon, what are you saying?
No, I was actually talking to Savvy. He was like, the person has to be approachable. Yeah, but it's also like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, how do I explain it? Yeah, so like, for you to be approachable, the first thing is not going to be the person's voice. You're going to walk up and see the person first. So I'm not saying the person has to be not very fine, that you'll be confused, but the person has, approachable also comes with the look.
Yeah.
But you know, if you see a guy that always, or if you see a lady, even if she's fine, that's always frowning, is she approachable?
You wouldn't want to.
I mean, I have something to say to that. I think for organizations, is more what they're more interested in is communication. Can you communicate?
Exactly.
Yeah. So it is not just by the physical appearance.
You're not fine, and you are communicating.
It doesn't matter. Because people should be able to.
There are people that are ugly and people approach them.
What communication are you passing?
I think this issue. If the person is not fine, they might not even want to listen to you.
So you're already passing it.
That's what I disagree with. One thing that they look at first, how are you dressed? How you look, matters. It's not about your beauty.
Okay.
Now it is how you look. First thing. And then how do you communicate? Can you communicate with people? Can you manage their clients? Those are the kind of things that they are
thinking.
Are you looking from the perspective of the person that's coming to the company?
Because first of all,
is what I'm talking
about.
Young Christ was saying something earlier on. I said that how come customer service people are usually ugly? And we're like,
Yes. Is that what you were saying?
We're trying to cover the makeup part because there are lots of makeups and makeup assist. Continue, please.
But that coming from me shows that you've lost many jobs to many pretty ladies.
No. But what I'm saying is this. At the end of the day, companies are interested in making money. And they want somebody that can get them the money. So beauty is not the main
thing. It's a strategy.
Can you dress in line with what the company wants? One. Can you dress in line with what the company wants? One. Can you communicate? Two. Are you polite?
Exactly.
So what would you say is the first thing you need as a front desk person?
Communication. You need to be able to communicate.
Yes. You need to be friendly.
If you go okay.
Because so now the question is, the client that's coming in, when he walks in and he sees you, the first thing he's going to his mind is, can she communicate?
No.
There's lack of communication. I'm just asking a theoretical question.
Femi,
right? A man that walks into an office, he sees a front desk. Is his first thought, can this woman communicate with me? Or is his first thought,
Can she help me? Like you said, let's use the hotel as an example. Let's use the hotel as,
an example.
Can you clean my room? That's what you're interested in.
No, first.
I'm just saying.
saying now. I'm just saying now.
Uh-huh. Playroom is like
a party. When you come there, yeah, can you help me? Can I get a room?
No, hold on. I'm not going. Hold on
now.
You see the receptionist. You might see the person ugly. Might say, ah, maybe it's only ugly people that lie in this coming
but
here.
Please allow the person speak. You know, there. You know, there is beauty in somebody who person can communicate.
Yes. Yeah.
Physical appearance.
Communicate.
No. Ms. Jumi,
your beauty has to communicate.
Okay, no. Let me ask. Your actions speak for you.
No.
Well, we've only got about 3 minutes before we close. What about massage, a massage therapist? You understand?
Sorry.
You get to the massage parlor, front desk, and you understand? The hands are not...
Only the hands alone.
The hands, from the hands alone. You have a neighboring, you know that she has pounded more than yam in this life.
Oh my God.
If you're serious about getting a massage job,
down, you won't care how
then you don't want their hands to be beautiful.
I know.
Okay, okay.
You want
rugged.
Rugged hands.
You understand?
That's why they ask you. Someone with you know, they're actually
then different. Then go to the chiropractor.
Someone like me now.
They're actually different kinds of massage, yeah?
Hands.
So that's why they will ask you. What
do you want?
Do you want
a happy ending?
Tissue?
Hey,
the heavy part of it.
All right, so I think that brings us to your conclusion.
What was my conclusion?
I'm afraid of my own conclusion.
The uglier, the better. What?
No, but I feel like people that are talking about this thing, front desk people have to be fine. Don't always even notice the beauty, first of all.
Because
when I walk in an office, I want you to welcome me before you even talk about anything.
Nah, it's happy.
No, I don't say that.
Now, later you come talk to me. This girl, fine. She's not welcome me like that
now.
You understand? You don't always notice the beauty.
Savvy, what I'll say to the front desk argument is that, look, at the end of the day, you want to come in and feel relaxed. You don't want to be put on edge by the face that you see.